says, Lord. And the night is yours alone. When you think you've had enough of this life.
Wow, I love that song. It is The Corrs doing the great R.E.M. song. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter. We've been talking about communication between men and women, and Pastor Drew talked about The Five Languages of Love, the book, and I highly recommend it to any couple that is having any communication issues whatsoever, or for that matter, even if you're not having any apparent problems, it's worth knowing what your language of love is. And I have found it to be extremely helpful in my own marriage, and maybe it would have made my first marriage a little more successful had we learned those languages of each other. Because what we tend to do is perpetuate what we know and what we want rather than what our partner may know or want. So I was on a political and Hurricane Sandy rant in segment one, and I did not give myself time for this week's Dad's Point of View Life Lesson. So let's do it right now.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the...
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Do not judge others. Let's be clear on that. Do not judge others. Empathy is a simple but very important word. How often do we pass a homeless person without a thought or a glance? Or hear a friend's problem and promptly forget about it? Until you really do as the song says and walk a mile in someone's shoes, you can't really know what he or she may be going through. Too often, we are too caught up in our own problems, big or small, to pay attention to someone else's problems, which I suggest are usually bigger than yours. A little reflection upon someone else is a good thing to do now and then. It feeds the soul. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at bruceallen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Wow. As happens almost every week, I find the arbitrary choice of this particular week's life lesson to often tie into this particular week's topic. And while it's not directly related to the topic, we've been talking about Hurricane Sandy. And I can't imagine many of us would want to be in the shoes of the victims. And yet we certainly can sympathize and care about them. So this idea of judging others or thinking they have it better and recognizing that we all have our own set of problems. And in some cases, like with Hurricane Sandy's, others have many worse problems than we do. So another life lesson. I think they're really useful, and I try to apply them to my own life. I don't just try to preach about them. So the series of articles that I've just begun is about the differences between men and women. And the second one is the differences between how we communicate. The first one was the differences between how we handle money. And the first two have seemingly touched a nerve. I haven't gotten as much blowback as I expected. I've gotten a couple angry or somewhat disagreeable comments. Most of them have been quite respectful, and I'm glad for that because I treat my readers and listeners with respect, and I prefer to be treated that way in kind. But this one is very interesting, and I'd like to just share with you some of the things that I have asserted. Now, I grant you, I write this column not from the point of view of a psychologist or a sociologist or an expert. I write it from the point of view of a man, a guy who's been married twice, a guy who's had a few relationships before and between my marriages. So it's really a layman's view of this particular issue, as my writing and speaking is about a layman's view of parenting. So if you want actual statistics and facts to back up what I'm saying, go somewhere else. This is just my opinion, and it's my show, so I'll express my opinion. So one of the things I put, and usually when I make these lists of our differences, I don't put them in an order. But this time I felt the first thing that came to my mind was the number one thing on this topic. And that is that women want their men to read their minds. I have experienced this almost without fail in all my serious relationships. And as we discussed with Pastor Drew in the previous segment, my wife will give me what she thinks are just obvious as can be hints about one thing or another, particularly when it comes to a gift. We'll be shopping, and she'll try something on and say, "Wow, what do you think of this dress?" And I'll go, "Wow, it's beautiful." And she'll want me to say, "Well, let's buy it." Or, isn't a birthday coming up? Or, and I'm just going, "Okay, well, can we go eat now?" And instead of her saying, "Honey, why don't you get this for me for Mother's Day or my birthday or whatever," or being more direct, she wants me just to know. And in her mind, she couldn't have been more direct and clear. In my mind, I'm thinking about what I'm going to be writing that night or what's on TV or the upcoming baseball game. And I'm certainly appreciating how lovely my wife might look in that dress, but buying it wasn't on my mind. So I have found this to be a somewhat comical and often very frustrating from a man's point of view trait of a lot of women, that they somehow think we should be able to read their minds. Now, the inverse of this is that women do have, I think, greater intuitive skills. So they can read my mind a heck of a lot better than I can read theirs. So again, they kind of are just projecting, well, it's not so difficult. I know what you want for your birthday. My wife knew exactly what I want for every holiday. So it's interesting. In this regard, and again, I'm making big old generalities, men prefer short, terse answers to long-winded explanations and responses. If there's a problem, let's fix it. Sometimes women want to just talk. And a grunt might be all that a man needs from another man to acknowledge each other, whereas a woman will potentially want a lot more than that from their man or another woman. Same thing applies to how we relate. Women really prefer to talk and to meet in person. I'm very happy just to send an email and say yes or no, if that's all it requires, whether it's a business or a personal relationship. And finally, the last one before we are out of time for this segment, is that men tend to communicate about the macro with their friends, while women lean towards the micro. And what I mean by that is men will talk about bigger issues. I'm not saying it's more important, and I'm not saying this is a better or worse. Well, women will often talk about smaller issues like home life, family, personal feelings. Again, big generality. But I think it's true in how we communicate differently. Anyway, we will be back after this break with some closing remarks and what's on deck for next week, so stay tuned.
Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.